BOE back in session. All right, we have appeal number 159, AP and SH Hospitality, Inc. Mr. Shinawerk is here on behalf of the taxpayer, and please go ahead.
Okay, first of all, thank you for the setting, and it's nice to see everyone. Susan, nice to meet you. The statute is clear. Once there's been a successful appeal, the assessor is required to use that successful appeal basis for the future assessments. And if there is an increase, the value established by the successful appeal, and I'm quoting the statute here, shall be the basis established by the successful appeal, and any increases must be established for that basis. And Susan had just mentioned, well, there's a new owner. It doesn't matter because it says the future assessments of the subject property. It doesn't say of the same owner. So if you just look at the clear language of the statute, the 2021 basis has to either be the value for 2023, or the difference has to be any increases must be established from that basis. So if the assessor is arguing for an increase, they have to show their calculations using the 2021 number for that basis. The statute couldn't be more clear. And again, this is the same issue with the other five properties that I have. They were all owned. The five owned by the Meyer family are on the 26, and then this is one that the Meyer family sold. But the statute doesn't differentiate between owners. It says the subject property.
And what statute is that? I can't.
137.345 sub 5. Where's it?
Can you scroll down to 5 under that?
Yeah, keep going. Yeah, it's what I've got underlined there.
Okay, and from the brief conversation we had before we went back on the record, it's my understanding that the assessor is taking the position that the previous assessment or the previous decision by the BOE was made based on COVID at the time. It was based on income and expense that had, and so that we reduced the value in 2021. Is that what you said? Or 20 was it 2021?
That's what the assessor said. Right. But again, Dave, it says shall, and so any increases have to use the 2021 basis for a starting point, and sure, to illustrate the calculations for the difference. And to my knowledge, that hasn't happened. So.
Okay.
The statute just doesn't leave any wiggle room when it says shall.
Well, right, but I guess what I'm asking, I mean, you're not reading it to say that you can't increase the value.
No.
You just have, but what are you saying?
What I'm saying is if you do increase the value, you have to take that 2021 number as a starting place and document your calculations from that point forward. That's the last part of the sentence is clear.
Right, and if 2021 was based on income and expense and frankly, COVID-related issues, and now those are not present, do you think that she doesn't have a right to increase the value at this point?
David, it doesn't matter. It says shall be the basis. It doesn't leave any wiggle room for any
special. I'm not saying that she can't use that basis, mm-hmm, back in 2021 when we used it for – when we reduced it because of the issues going forward. I'm just asking if the value is now increased and we don't have those other issues, you can't you read this statute to say that we can't do that?
No. What I'm saying is if you increase the value, you have to show the calculations. Shall be established from that basis. That basis being the 2021 value.
Okay. Well, and do you have anything else right now?
No.
Okay. What's the assessor's position?
Okay, so if you look at what this statute, the heading is, it's for failure to deliver list, penalty, exceptions, second notices. It's not anything to do with what you're talking about. We did go in, we reassessed it. We figured this one on the COVID numbers that were given to us by Mr. Meyer. We are aware that on Crexy, he did list the property. And of course, things don't always sell for what they want to have them sell for. But in that case, he talks about from 21 forward, he's had completely positive numbers. Everything is, it was like turnkey ready. I've added that to your list, and I've even got a comp here that just sold recently. Same class, same type year, same year motel, and they're at $26,470 a unit.
And Russ, you've checked value, or I don't know whether you did it or somebody else, but the valuation is checked on here. Are you saying that the valuation, the appraised value, is too high?
Yes.
Or do you think it's not worth? It's not worth that. The hotel is not.
What I'm saying is the valuation is too high because the statute wasn't followed. And first of all, the argument about the heading, that's kind of a non-issue. As you know, Dave, you know, headings can say one thing, but this statute squarely addresses properties that have already been appealed to the BOE and the State Tax Commission. And second of all, there's no evidence whatsoever. And again, look at the language of the statute. Shall be the basis established by the successful appeal, and any increases must be established from that basis. So what that's saying
is... give me a for instance. What would be a basis to increase from the last one? In other words, if your income's increased and you have an income approach, can you increase the value?
Well, first of all, I don't think they've done an income approach because they don't have income data. But the second of all, you have to take that value and show an increase in market data back to that level, back to that year. And the reason for there's a public policy reason behind that statute, and the public policy reason is that people don't have to be, you know, repeatedly appealing properties that have already been successfully appealed before.
Right, but I mean, I'm trying to follow you, but this was done if my recollection is correct, was done because of the circumstances of COVID back in the time.
With all due respect, David, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
So if we do this and try to be nice to the taxpayer, then we're stuck with it?
No, you just have to prove the difference. And again, I had this issue come up when Mr. Strahan was the assessor, and we filed a writ of mandamus based on that statute, and we prevailed. And I can show you the ruling in that case. But it was squarely on the basis of the assessor failing to use the successful appeal value as the basis for the new assessment. You have to start there and illustrate your calculations forward.
Okay. So if go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know, Dave and I were on the BOE during COVID, and mm-hmm. there were several hardship cases. We tried to modify values because of the revenue decrease. But I think if you look at the sales tax revenue that's on hotels from 2020 to 2022, it'll show a dramatic increase.
Well, the problem, Greg, is that information has to be used in the calculations. Again, I'm just going by the language of the statute. The assessor must base future assessments of the subject property shall be the basis established by the successful appeal, and any increases must be established from that basis.
So what are you saying that the assessor has? I'm sorry to interrupt. What are you saying that the assessor has used instead of that? In other words, or you don't know?
Nothing's been provided to us, and certainly if there is going to be an increase, they have to provide. They have to show the successful 2021 appeal value as a basis, as a starting place, and illustrate how they got from there to the new value. And it just hadn't been done.
Okay. let's hear from the assessor, then I've got something to propose on this one. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm not a lawyer.
Right.
But the paragraph above that starts with this whole section and it goes with the little one and two in parentheses and moves down, it's talking about the assessor assessing a penalty. We're talking penalties here and basing that with maybe number five. Beyond that, I'm not your lawyer. The State Tax Commission has told me, and my statutes tell me, I'm supposed to reassess the county every 2 years. And I'm supposed to be at actual cash value. I'm not at actual cash value, not with the numbers you're trying to say. And so if they went to the STC, I know for sure that their decisions are only good for 2 years if it's on an odd year, and for 1 year if they make a decision on an even year. Beyond that, it doesn't stick.
Okay. If may I address
sure,
that?
Sure. Sure.
If that's the case, then this statute is rendered moot, and it's not. It's here for a reason. Number one, and number two, if the assessor's office is not at actual cash value, then what they have to do, again, just strictly by the language of the statute, is use the 2020-2021 number as a basis and illustrate the how it has increased in value. And to Greg's point, I don't think that they anticipated COVID with the statute, maybe.
Sure.
But that's the language that we have, and until unless this is amended, that's what the law is.
Okay. What day did you say that you have the other ones?
26th of July at, I think, also at 11:45 or 11:30.
Would anybody on the board have any problem with perhaps tabling this one to the 26th so that we can look into the legal issue? And I would like to see your – you said you had appealed this successfully before in a writ of mandamus.
Yes. I give you the case name. It was 12 Oaks Motor Inn versus Strahan. Judge Effort was the judge. It's been a number of years ago.
12 Oaks.
Yeah, 12 Oaks Motor Inn versus Strahan. We won on summary judgment.
Right.
And
okay, so this wasn't Court of Appeals. This was something here.
This was a mandamus because the assessor failed to correct it. So we didn't have to go any further.
This is not a Court of Appeals case. Gotcha. But there's something from what year do you remember?
I want to say, Dave, it's, God, 2008 maybe.
Okay.
I'm dating myself there a bit.
That's fine. I would, if you've got four other cases with the same issue, five other cases with the same issue, I would like to look at it and be able to talk to the board members here about those.
Do you want me to try to pull the documents from the clerk's office and get them to you?
That'd be great
if that'd be helpful.
If I could get the.
I can just send them to you.
Okay, you have that access. I would make a motion to table this one until 7:26. What's the time that you have your other ones?
Seconded.
11:45. It's either 11:30 or 11:45, but it's one of those two.
Is there a second?
I seconded.
Have a second. All in favor say aye. Aye. Okay. Russ, let us table this. Let us look at this. This is a new issue for
Understood.
Us. Okay, so let us look at it.
I want to thank everybody for their time today.
Right.
Nice
thank
to
you.
Meet everyone. Nice to see everyone.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. I think that's it for the morning, is it not?
It is.
Okay, BOE will be in recess until 1 o'clock.